Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show. What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's second place finalist, Paul Anastasi. Paul, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you, mate. How are you going?
I'm really well today. I'm really well. Now, Paul, just a few weeks ago, you found out that not only did you make the top 50, not only did you make the top 10, you took out second place in the Max's November Challenge. How has the past couple of weeks been for you?
It's been pretty good, actually. I was quite surprised that I actually got within the top 50, let alone the top 10, to get second or first runner-up. Blew my mind. I wasn't expecting that, even though I did hope for the win, but we'll try again. Last few weeks, I've sort of come Christmas and New Year's and all of that. It wasn't the best period to stop and relax because I just sort of went off the rails a little bit, but feeling good about what I had achieved and I'm eager to try again.
I love it. I love it. I love how that you just had that little bit of a break over that holiday period and then you're going to go in for another attempt and you're going to try it for our grand champion, are you?
I would like to. Yeah, definitely.
I love that. I love that drive for competition. Have you always been a competitive person or played sports or anything like that growing up?
Definitely not. No, not really a competitive person. Well, turns out that I am actually, but I didn't think that I was. It was just something that I wanted to sort of do for myself and just challenge myself. And somewhere along the lines, I really got into it. And I think finding out that I was in the top 10 really made me think that if you give this a really good go and you just tweak a few things that I did in the past, maybe we can make it happen the next time around.
I love that. I love that. And we'll talk about that a little bit more detail in a little bit. Now, Paul, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there might be some people listening to this who don't know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction, maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Paul?
Yeah, sure. So I was born in Melbourne. I've been here my entire life. I've got a wife and a little boy. It's going to be 2 in March. So that's been an adjustment to life, but it's been a good one. I run and own a store in Footscray where I make jewelry and import bits and pieces like that. I went overseas briefly, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and studied in New York at a place called GIA, just to sort of further the education and see how far I could take the business side of things. And otherwise, I like to train. I like hanging out with my family. You know, try and have a good balance.
Living the dream.
Try my best.
So, Paul, my understanding is that you're a jeweler. Is that right?
Somewhere in the middle, actually, sort of like a middleman. I will go through the design process, but the whole point of me going overseas was so that I could then analyze diamonds and import stones, which I had planned to supply to some of the jewelers here in Melbourne. But then I found out that I could actually go and get them myself and start making my own jewelry. And that's sort of what happened there. It wasn't the plan, but that's where it ended up going.
Wow. Very cool. Now, Paul, mind my naivety, you know, the role that you are doing, is it mostly, you know, sitting down? Are you at like a desk on a computer or are you in like a workshop? Like what kind of, what's a job like?
It's a bit of all of that, actually. So you're on the computer, you're responding to people's requests and getting back to some of their questions and things like that. I will go and liaise or catch up with a whole bunch of different people depending on the kind of work I'm about to undertake. So whether I have to go meet an importer or, you know, somebody that's going to physically sit behind a bench and make the jewelry, there's just a lot of interaction and I find myself being all over the place. I'm either at my store, I'm at home on the computer, or I'm running around the city catching up with all sorts of people trying to get the job done.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're either like running around on your feet all day trying to go to meetings and get tasks done and then mixing that in with kind of maybe some sedentary work where you're kind of at a desk answering emails and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, talking about your challenge experience, did you find that your job was a big challenge in completing the challenge?
Not particularly. I come to realize that being efficient with my time was the key in achieving everything. And I don't mean just in terms of training, but I mean in terms of whatever I had planned or set out for the day, you really, I had to be organized. So you get up half an hour earlier if the day before didn't quite work out, and you just make things happen, sort of thing. So I would find myself getting up early. I do what I have to do at home, look after like breakfast and stuff like that for my son, and off to work and go and do what I have to do, knowing that my training and my new, like the meal prep and all that kind of stuff, that's all been taken care of prior. So do one thing, do the next, and you know, the day ends and you start again. the day wasn't too hard to get through. None of them really were, to be honest. Being organized is key.
So yeah, a big part is being organized, preparing and getting ready for the day, as you say.
Definitely. Whatever's on your plate, you just need to be organized and have a plan on how you're going to approach it, for myself anyway.
I like that. Now, Paul, I want to speak a little bit about why you chose to start the challenge. So can you tell us a little bit of a story about what made you sign up to the November challenge?
I think really I just signed up on a whim, but there was sort of this quiet competitive, I don't know, there's just this little thing inside me that just wanted to see if I could push myself to a point where I could improve the results that I had been getting when I wasn't really accountable for anything. Once you put your hand up and say, I'm going to enter a competition, you sort of become accountable. And I felt like there was a good push behind this challenge. So I guess it was a push, and I just wanted to challenge myself and see how far I could get with it. Further than I thought.
Yeah. No, very cool. So has, you know, training and eating well been a big part of your life prior to the challenge?
To some extent, there's been a lot of trial and error. I haven't always, I think the biggest thing, or the most successful thing I've found was the nutrition, the dieting. Once I sort of got my head around that, and with the help of the programs and stuff that were supplied, it sort of made things a lot easier. There's a lot less questions about when or how or what I should be eating. Yeah, so it was more or less just eliminating some of the doubts and the questions that I had about what it was that I was going to eat, when I was going to eat it, things like that. The variety obviously made a big difference compared to what I was eating in the past, keeping it very simple, which becomes very boring. But again, being organized. So if I was able to meal prep and have 3 or 4 days prepared prior, you've just got that extra half an hour or hour to your day to get things done. You're not questioning if you feel like snacking or if you're going to go and have something that you probably shouldn't eat. When you're organized, those things don't seem to be a problem.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea of being organized. And that seems like a big part of your successful transformation was, you know, putting that time in to prepare. Now, you know, talk to me a little bit more about some of the food choices. So you said that you maybe started off a little bit simple with your food options, and then you know, maybe you found that a little bit bland. Like, what did you do to kind of overcome that? Did you start to experiment with herbs and spices, or did you just kind of stick through with kind of more quote simple foods? Like, what was that like for you?
So the initial way of eating for myself was basically a few carbs, a bit of protein, and, you know, fat, all within the reason, or, you know, all within trying to achieve a particular goal. So it would be a bit of rice, chicken, and some veggies, but that on repeat, it's boring and it's hard to stick to. Having seen what was available or what was suggested on the program that Max's had provided, I sort of felt like, okay, well, if they're saying you can have this, and this, why not add it in? You don't have to stick to, you know, the 4 or 5 things that you've been eating in the past. You can actually have some variety. It might be so hard to stick to. So I really enjoy soba noodles. That was something I didn't realize that I liked so much, but that's been a big thing. I'm eating a lot more fish than I was in the past. The veggies, I'm just sort of changing up what I would eat. In the past, it was broccoli, but now I'm having potato, sweet potato, you know, asparagus, like just changing it up. That may not sound like a big deal, but to me, the same thing day in, day out, it was hard. But again, being organized and having these things in your fridge ready to go when you've got that time to put aside and say, okay, I'm going to get this meal prep done, having it all there beforehand, again, just makes things so much easier. So the sort of plan that you guys had set out, I had a look at the list, I picked a few things, I was like, that's what I'm going to do for this week.
Now, Paul, talk to me a little bit about your approach to training. You know, it sounds like you have been fit and active for quite some time. You know, when you jumped onto the challenge, did you make any big changes to your approach to training, or did you feel like you had enough knowledge that you were kind of comfortable in a gym environment, let that be in a commercial gym or in your house or wherever you were training?
I don't think there are too many changes made to training exactly. The diet was the main thing that I think made a world of improvement for me. I have been training at home since our first lockdown. I obviously didn't have a choice, but the gym was no longer an option. So I went and bought a whole bunch of gear, set myself up in the garage, and that's what I've been doing. You jump on Google and YouTube and you just sort of read bits and pieces and try to gather as much information as you can. But like I said earlier, there's a whole lot of trial and error that you sort of go through to get to where you're at now, like to figure things out, what works for you and what doesn't. Currently, I think I've got bursitis, and so that's been a bit tricky trying to work around that. But you just got to have sort of faith in what you're doing and stick to it long enough to see the results. If you chop and change everything like I used to do, nothing really happens. So I think just having faith in it and being consistent, that was something that I probably got from this. I wasn't getting the results fast enough, so I should do something else. That wasn't the way to do it. It was just stick to this and believe that your consistency is what's going to get you there.
I do want to drive home that message that you just said, where a common challenge that we see in trainees, you know, people who are going to the gym, you know, trying to get fit, get healthy, lose weight, that umbrella of fitness. As we progress from a beginner to an intermediate trainee, we start to kind of get involved in the training process where we want to trial different training programs. And what ends up happening is that we program hop. So we go from one program, do it for a week or two, do another program, and then change things up, change exercises, change rep ranges, change weights. And we're constantly changing things and we don't allow our body to kind of adapt to that change. And once we And part of that maturing process when we're in that umbrella of fitness is to commit to a program. And that program could be a mediocre program, could be the best program in the world, but you need to commit to something to allow your body to adapt to that. And that adaptation could take 4 weeks, it could take six, could take eight, it could take 12, you know, depending on how big of the change it is to you and your body, and then also your own factors such as your age and your training history and how well you sleep, how well you eat, and all these other factors in their life. So it sounds like, you know, you've kind of matured into that fitness person and really devoted that time to commit to a program.
That was definitely a win for me. Just sort of not giving up, but giving up on the idea of having to find something else that's going to work. That's, in my opinion, that was sort of rubbish. Just committing to this, and yeah, just have faith in what you're doing, sort of thing. Yeah.
Now, Paul, you've spoken a little bit about that idea of, you know, trial and error, facing that problem and finding a way to kind of overcome that. And you've kind of mentioned that idea of maybe a bursitis forming in your body. Are you talking about a shoulder bursitis or a hip bursitis or another bursitis?
Shoulder, unfortunately. Yeah.
So can you speak to us about how you maybe, you know, trialing and erroring your approach to your own shoulder, you know, pain or discomfort or whatever's happening in the shoulder? How are you kind of adjusting your training to overcome that, you know, niggle?
As much as you may not want to lower your weights, or the you know, that's just something that you may have to consider doing, because otherwise you're going to end up hurting yourself or making things worse, and ultimately your training will fall much further behind. So it's just sort of being a bit responsible and listening to your body. For me, that's sort of what I found. Warm up was essential, still is. It's definitely, if I don't warm up, I'm going to have problems. Go and see a physio, obviously. That's made a bit of a difference. And just listening to my body. If I'm doing a particular exercise and something's not feeling right, even if I feel like I've got my form right, it's time to put it down and find something else to do as an alternative. I just have to listen to my body.
I love that. That's perfect. And, you know, as a healthcare professional myself, you know, you nailed the exact advice that I would give anybody, where we need to deload the movement, where you've chosen to reduce the amount of weight that you're lifting, and then try to find alternative exercises that, you know, aren't as painful. And I'm confident that your shoulder pain will resolve itself, whatever's happening in it, because you sound like you're being responsible. You're taking one step back to take two steps forward, which is the approach to any sort of pain in our body, which is awesome. Trial and error. I love that, Paul. From here, mate, I want to talk a little bit about change. So if you could jump in a little time machine back to November at the start of the challenge, can you tell us a little bit of a story about how your life has changed since completing the Max's challenge?
I got fit. I feel a lot better than I did back then. I sort of went into it hoping for a change and an improvement and what have you. Ultimately, things happened that I didn't expect, and I feel good physically, mentally. Energy levels are spot on. Like, I feel like I'm with it. I have found that being time efficient is important for me. Being organized is important. We've touched on this. It was just a few little changes. They may not seem like a big deal, but it's carried through, and other things in my life are affected in a positive way because of these. So feeling good, you're happy and you're productive, you go and do what you got to do. Being sort of with it mentally, you know, there's no distractions or I should be doing this or should be doing that. Like, you're on point and you're ticking the boxes. It's always good to feel good and look good. I don't look as good as I did, but whatever, I'll get there. I think just being time efficient for myself, that's probably the biggest takeaway. Being organized and being efficient with my time. That's the biggest change. That's probably the best thing to come out of this.
You know, you've highlighted a few cool points, Paul, and I see this through my experience as a coach and a PT, where individuals would start their fitness journey with a goal to, you know, look better. They want to get a six pack. They want to look, you know, better naked. They want to improve their health. They just want to improve their overall fitness. And these are awesome goals to start with. But then as they kind of go through this fitness process, right? It's a system. You know, we're focusing on, you know, repetitions over time. We're focusing on organization. We're focusing on self-care and self-improvement and reflection. All these like powerful life skills kind of get transferred over to the rest of our lives. So we find that definitely. We're more productive at work. We have higher energy levels. We have better relationships with our partner, our family, our friends. And, you know, we kind of have this sense of kind of progression, because when you're doing a deadlift and you're deadlifting 20 kilos, then 30 kilos, then 40 kilos and 50 kilos, you see this, you know, direct in front of you progression. And then you kind of go, well, I can progress in my deadlift. I've doubled the amount I can deadlift. Geez, could I double the amount of income I make? Could I double the amount of, you know, productivity I have throughout the day?
Exactly.
And it sounds exactly like what's happened to you, where you started the journey and maybe your goal was to get the six pack or to be competitive. But then all these other things have happened in your life. You're more productive at work. You're more organized. You're, you know, ticking all these boxes, high energy, awesome. And it sounds like that's exactly what you've experienced.
Yeah, these things just didn't come out of nowhere. Like they came from doing particular things, but absolute bonus. Like just to feel good and have other aspects of your life change for the better because of doing, we'll say, one simple thing. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you get the six pack, but then all these other things are what's more important, right? And that's what kind of keeps you going and keeping you wanting to get up early to go to the gym and, you know, do the meal prep and get your steps in and, you know, tick all these boxes, because it just makes our life better. It gives us that clarity. Definitely. You know, it just gives everything that sharpness, which is what we want out of this. Now, Paul, we've covered lots of topics today. But if someone came up to you and wanted to start their fitness journey themselves, or they were about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that individual?
I would tell them just to commit to the belief that they had whenever it was they signed up. You signed up for a reason. So just commit.
I think that, you know, once we can kind of commit to the process, no matter what it is, let that be, you know, you getting some steps up, or you going to the gym, or you eating better, or you just improving your overall health, whatever the strategy is, you know, once we can kind of commit to that, that's when we become organized. And that's when we can start to see some, you know, big changes in our lives. And just like what you've experienced in your 6-week journey, you know, a little bit, some small tweaks and some small changes can, you know, pay dividends massively to, you know, our body, our fitness, and our overall quality of life. And that's something you should be so proud of achieving over this 6-week period. And hopefully you come and join us again for the next 12-week challenge, and you can have another attempt at getting that top three and maybe taking out the grand champion. What do you think?
I've already signed up, so I'm good to go. I'm eager. I'm going to spend the next week or two just sort of getting on top of this bursitis if it's possible and see if I can make some changes there. But I am going to go buy a whole bunch of new containers, get my meal prep sorted, and just be ready.
I like it. Now, quickly tell us, what are you going to do differently to get that, you know, extra 1% to take out first place? Well, how are you going to approach this differently?
That is a good question. I don't know. Just try harder. I don't know. Rest. I think rest is important, even though you want to push yourself. I said before that you should listen to your body, and sometimes I didn't do that. Possibly the workouts were impacted by that. Had I just taken that time to say, no, it's okay to have a rest today, maybe that would have made a difference. I'm not saying not to do the work, but just sort of take it easy in your downtime when you're not training. I stuck with the nutrition pretty well. I guess I could try and pull that in a little bit. I'm not too sure. I'm just gonna have to try a little bit harder. I'm not sure what changes I'll make. If something does happen, I'll let you know. But at this point, I'm just thinking I have to try harder.
Now, Paul, speaking to you personally and to everybody listening, that's you know what we're here for. So if you find that you're not sure where to improve, you're not sure what areas you should spend your kind of time and efforts on, I invite you and everybody listening to reach out to us on the Challenge Forum or within our Facebook social hub, where, you know, we have loads of resources, information, and can help answer any questions that you may have. So I'm sure that your approach to improving your recoverability or focusing on rest is super important, because, you know, if we are going hard, you know, that 90, 95, 100% effort, we do need that time to recover. And that could be, you know, focusing on our sleep, that could be focusing on our stress, that could be a little bit of self-care, some TLC, you know, kicking your feet up when you can, or playing with your kids, you know, patting a dog and smelling the roses. These things are like important things for our life and our bodies and our well-being and our mindset. Because if you can kind of rest and recover, that's when you can go back into the gym and, you know, go for that PB on a bench press, or get those extra reps out on a bicep curl, or, you know, hold that plank for longer. That's when we have that mental drive. But mate, yeah, I'm confident that you have all the skills and resources to, you know, really give it a solid crack and challenge that top three once again.
I'll definitely give it a crack. I don't know how we'll go, but I'll be all in. So I will do my best.
So good. So good. And now, you know, you made yourself known to everybody listening to this that, you know, you're going to give it another go. So you've made yourself accountable. right. So that's it, man. You're going to have people messaging you, telling you, Paul, you've got to keep on going. You've got to train harder. And I think that's a powerful thing as well. Making yourself accountable, putting yourself out there, putting your hand up, going, this is what I want to do. Watch me, world. I'm going to do it. And now you've done that. So you've taken those steps.
I just put myself in it, didn't I?
That's it. That's it. You've done it now.
Oops.
Now, Paul, just here, mate, I want to thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast, and a big congratulations on an amazing effort taking out second place in the Max's November Challenge. Yes, you should be so proud of your results. You're definitely an inspiration to everybody listening to this, and of course to me. You know, looking at your transformation has inspired me, especially you having a young child, busy man running around all over the place, and you're kicking all the goals. So keep inspiring people, keep motivating people, and keep being you.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.